Some 90 million newspaper readers have had to get through their first Ann Landers Less Monday. The advice columnist died in June, but left behind a stack of new columns. That stack disappeared on Saturday when the last Ann Landers advice column was published. But it is not as if our problems have disappeared. So now where do readers turn for advice? The nation's newspaper editors have been trying to figure that out. The Wisconsin State Journal came up with a solution based on popular demand. Nicole Rogers joins us from Madison. She's the paper's assistant features editor. Tell us what you did.
Well, we came up with the idea of asking the readers to give us some advice, so to speak. We published a page of sample columns from other advice columns around the nation, and we asked readers to write in with what advice they would give us, how to fill the void.
And I understand you heard from more than 1,000 readers, so what did they tell you? What was their choice?
Well, overwhelmingly, they chose Annie's Mailbox, which is written by the editors to women who had worked with Ann Landers very closely for the past 30 or so years.
Oh.
Surprisingly, we didn't have a sample of that column for people to read. But I think the majority of people thought, well, if they worked that closely with Ann Landers, they must have learned something along the way.
But what about Dear Prudence, the daughter?
Yes, Dear Prudence was the other big favorite. And a lot of people had said that it would be nice to see her daughter follow in Mom's footsteps.
Mm-hmm. But it was Annie's Mailbox that was the majority choice. Is that what you're running now?
We are actually running not one but two advice columns each day, and so it would be Annie's Mailbox every day, and then a second one, which would change. We're running Dear Prudence twice a week. We're running Carolyn Hacks, who writes for the Washington Post, twice a week, and she targets the under 30 crowd.
Right.
We're running Ask Beth, who is a woman who answers advice for teens, once a week, and the other one is the Advice Diva, who is syndicated out of Miami.
Now, it's very interesting to me that you all felt, and clearly your readers do too, that you need to run an advice column. In this age of ours, we sure have a lot of problems, but there's so much advice out there. There are plenty of other columns, as you have just told us.
Mm-hmm.
But there are all kinds of books giving advice. There are websites giving advice. There are all kinds of psychotherapists out there willing to give advice.
Right.
So what's your theory? Why did you feel you needed to keep running something in the paper?
You know, we weren't even sure how many people were interested in advice columns. But, you know, due to the response we got, it really seems like people want to feel connected, you know, whether it's what do I do in this situation or what do you think about this situation. It's kind of a little community thing that goes all over. It makes the newspaper feel like a personal thing.
Well, it's a kind of public conversation,
yeah,
isn't it? A public forum where you can air out views of right and wrong, where you can express your aggrievement.
Right. And of course, especially in our city, everyone's got an opinion.
Right.
So whether you have a problem or not, you're always going to have an answer.
Thank you very much. Nicole Rogers of the Wisconsin State Journal in Madison, where readers have picked the successors to the late advice columnist Ann Landers. About 1,200 newspapers carried the Ann Landers column, and about 2/3 of them have picked up Annie's Mailbox.